KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. We're still at 25 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, officials of the Atlantic Community School District reported yesterday that Atlantic Hy-Vee manager John Johnson recently presented a check in the amount of $5,262.50 to the district. Johnson explained how the fundraiser worked.
Well, we've done some fundraising here in the store where we sold like muffins and cookies and angel food and bags. And so we came up, we had an amount there and we just bumped it up. I said, well, how about we just do $5,000 to help the school out? And we did.
He said the funds will be used for a variety of purposes associated with the school district.
We gave some of it to the food program, the lunch program. Then the rest of it went to the general activity fund. So they'll be able to help out some of the activities that maybe don't have the income potential that some of the other ones do. They still have bills, but no income.
Assistant Hy-Vee Director Stephanie Daigle also presented Washington Elementary with 10,000 box tops.
There was a contest with General Mills and went back in August when we had our tent sale, and the more stuff you bought and had on display and built some cool displays, you had a chance to win $1,000 worth of box tops. And there were three stores that won, and ours was one of them. And Steph put all those together and ordered all the product and just did a nice job with those, and so we were blessed to win that. So they cash them in, and they can buy whatever they want for school supplies and needs and stuff like that.
Superintendent Steve Barber extends a big thank you to the Atlantic Hy-Vee for their donations. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce reports that businesses in Atlantic will participate in the 7th Annual Small Business Saturday this Saturday, November 25th, to, of course, support small businesses. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Chamber, says they are excited to partner with all the Atlantic Area businesses to create shopping incentives and activities to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Earlier this month, Atlantic was recognized as a neighborhood champion. American Express recognizes communities that have strong participation. The ongoing Shop Local initiative and passport program presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust and overall community support has helped Atlantic achieve the national recognition, according to Smith, who also said that it's a great opportunity for Atlantic to receive positive national exposure. Atlantic has everything you need this day, and just to add a reminder that the community, how important the support and participation is in shopping local to keep Atlantic a vibrant place to live. Small Business Saturday is a day dedicated to supporting local businesses that create jobs, boost the economy, and preserve neighborhoods around the country. This Saturday, you can shop these participating local businesses: Aiken Building Center, Howard's Clothing, Aunt B's, Renew Ag Supply, Monison's and Rex Pharmacy, Brown Shoe Fit and Robinson's True Value Hardware, Bryman's Interiors, something for you, Campbell's Ace Hardware and Stephen's Cycle Shop, Complimentary Care and Health and Wellness and a Picker's Parlor, Hanson's Fine Jewelry, The Uppercut, and more boutique. You can bring your receipts from participating businesses to the Rock Island Depot between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Saturday to be entered into a drawing for $250 in Atlantic cash. Receive double stamps on your shop local passport at participating businesses. All that information and more is found at www.atlanticiowa.com, including information about the holiday ice skating rink presented by Megan Roberts State Farm, which will be held this weekend. Iowa's largest pork producer is launching a program in all of Iowa's 99 counties that aims to feed protein-packed sandwiches to needy children. Allison Ladd is a marketing specialist for Iowa Select Farms, which is starting what it's calling the Power Snack Program.
How it works is we work with local school officials, principals, lunch coordinators, and we give all children that are on the free and reduced lunch program coupons that can be utilized four times throughout the school year.
The program is now going statewide after it had been tried as a pilot program in several Iowa communities, and Ladd said the coupons were a success.
So what those coupons are is there's a $5 coupon in there that will get them a pound of shaved pork, a shaved ham, I should say, and then a $3 coupon that will get them a loaf of whole wheat bread. And so the idea of the program is that with this ham and whole wheat bread in hand, the kids will be able to prepare their very own Power Snack.
She says recent studies find that 1 in 8 children in Iowa are food insecure, meaning that they're not sure where their next meal may be coming from.
This year, more than 18,000 K-12 Iowa students are going to benefit from the Power Snack program, which will be about 72,000 coupons in total. So we're bringing a lot of nutrition to local Iowa children in need.
You can learn more at the Iowa Select Farms Facebook page or at www.iowaselect.com. Well, Thanksgiving weekend is easily one of the busiest periods of the year on Iowa roads. And Patrick Hoy, chief of the governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, says the congestion increases the risks for crashes, of course.
Because it's extended holiday, that heavy traffic is over several days. And because of higher traffic counts, unfortunately, a lot of times that equates to more crashes.
Over the past decade in Iowa, the state's Department of Transportation reports the Thanksgiving weekend has produced 25% more fatal crashes than any other holiday weekend. The night before Thanksgiving is a particularly dangerous time because of alcohol-impaired drivers.
And, you know, it's a national trend. They've actually come up with a phrase for it. It's called Blackout Wednesday. And it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is one of the highest alcohol consumption days of the year. And unfortunately, that is an issue when, you know, people are drinking heavily and then are traveling.
Last year in Iowa, five people were killed in traffic crashes over the Thanksgiving holiday period, which runs Wednesday through Monday morning. Also in the news, thousands of Iowans will be cooking their very first Thanksgiving turkeys today. And for those newbies, certain rules need to be followed when handling the big bird. While the Butterball Hotline offers some important cooking tips, so does the Iowa Statewide Poison Control Center. Registered nurse and poison center educator Joan McVoy says it's vital to thaw frozen turkeys properly.
You want to allow one day for every 4 to 5 pounds to defrost in the fridge. Don't just take the turkey out and put it on the counter and let defrost out there. And if you get desperate at the last minute and you need to use that cold water bath, make sure you change the water every 30 minutes. Make sure the wrapping around that turkey is tight, there's no leaking, and you want to cook that turkey immediately after you thaw it.
Take care to follow the directions on preheating and cooking temperatures when popping the big bird into your oven.
Don't leave the leftovers out in the counter longer than 2 hours. If you do stuff your turkey, don't leave that leftover stuffing in the turkey. The leftover turkey in the fridge, you can use it within 3 to 4 days, and use that leftover stuffing and gravy that you store in the refrigerator. You use that within 1 to 2 days.
And food handling is important after the big meal to prevent foodborne illnesses.
When you are cooking your turkey, you want to make sure you use a meat thermometer to check if the turkey's done, not by just how long you think you have it in the oven. The turkey should cook until the internal temp reaches a really safe internal temperature of about 165 degrees. And don't ever set your oven lower than 325.
And if you have any questions, the Sioux City-based Iowa Statewide Poison Control Center is staffed around the clock, and it's free to call at 800-222-1222. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be making the rounds in western and southwest Iowa next Wednesday and Thursday as part of her Building a Better Iowa Economy-focused tour of businesses. Her schedule includes, on Wednesday, November 29th, discussion with Audubon business owners at the Audubon Chamber of Commerce in Audubon, beginning at 1:30, a visit to Carrier Coffee Company in Ottawa at 4 p.m. next Wednesday, a visit to Remember Yesterday at 4:45 next Wednesday in Mapleton. And on Thursday of next week, Governor Reynolds will be in the Dunlap for to visit Sullivan Supply at 8 a.m. in Defiance at 9:30 to tour Smitty B. Honey. She'll also be in Atlantic next Thursday at 11:30 at the tour of the Whitney Inn, at 1:30 to tour Red Oak Fabrication in Red Oak. And at 3:45 next Thursday, she'll visit Carver's Ridge in Corning. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.